A massive quake rattles the Kashmir region. Christians rush emergency help. Truth plus time equal a whole village turning to Christ in Southeast Asia. And Christian radio listeners in the U.S. send Christian books to India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, the death toll of the massive quake that shook the Kashmir region on the border of Pakistan and India may top 30,000. Relief is pouring into the area. International Aid's Miles Fish says they've already sent emergency kits and are now planning their response through Christian hospitals in the area.
We have not been able to reach them yet, but we believe that we will be able to work through not only those hospitals, but the groups of Christians that are there. We'll know more when we get on the ground and when we can make firsthand observations, but we anticipate that we will have the opportunity to work through the church and to be a very openly Christ-centered witness as we provide this relief support.
Fish says their teams are taking on a spiritual battle, too.
We always value people being engaged with the Lord in prayer about our efforts, and particularly for the people that have been affected. Pray for our witness, that it will be clear, that it will be strong, that it will be bold and understood. We also pray that people will be engaged with us financially.
Next, as people continue counting the dead in the earthquake zone, Christians are wondering how their outreaches have been affected. Gospel for Asia has 54 Bible colleges on the subcontinent, and one is in Jammu, near the epicenter. GFA's K.P. Yohannan, speaking from northern India, says,
by God's grace, so far we have not heard any of our believers or missionaries lost their lives, but we are not sure about that because a lot of earthquake areas, we are not able to get any information because of the government restriction.
Yohannan says their Bible school was severely damaged, but students and missionaries are helping victims in Jesus' name in a mostly Muslim area.
They're going very carefully, guiding God's word, yet they are sensitive. Each one going there with prayer and commitment to share the solution. Jesus is the only hope, even in the midst of all despair and hopelessness.
GFA needs your financial help to expand ministry further. You're listening to Mission Network News. While Pakistan's government officials continue to monitor the escalating death toll, the Southern Baptists are beginning to mount their response. So far, no International Mission Board personnel were hurt in the quake. IMB field leaders will be coordinating their efforts with the World Hunger and Relief Ministries team. As the teams move into the disaster area with humanitarian relief, pray that they'd be able to meet both physical and spiritual needs with the love of Christ. Meanwhile, a missionary in Southeast Asia visited a remote village to share Christ. The missionary met with a village chief and gave him a Jesus film VCD, along with a disc player and a Bible. He explained the Bible was God's word and promised to answer questions. A year later, the chief found the missionary and told him everyone in the village had watched the Jesus film and wanted to know Christ. Today, there are 600 new baptized Christians in the village. And Christian radio listeners in the United States responded generously to a call for books. WTGN Radio in Lima, Ohio, and Christian Resources International teamed up together to collect used Bibles, books, and bucks for believers in India. They called it the Great Crate Project. WTGN station manager Scott Young says the event did a lot for his listeners' missions awareness.
This is a way for them to get involved. Everybody's got Bibles and other Christian books that they've read, they've been blessed by, and they say, you know what, this is an opportunity to pass it on to someone else. So it's been awesome. It's been great.
CRI's Fred Palmerton says WTGN listeners collected 8,600 pounds of material.
Each one of those books will get read over and over, and it'll get passed on and reused, and they'll end up in seminaries. And each one of those people will have an opportunity to meet the Lord.
Go to our website if you'd like to have a Great Crate Project in your area. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr, reminding you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.